Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And in a world full of guff, today we shall bring you meat.
Serene has been grilling up the meat here. I tell you what, but are you guys familiar with the word guff? Because we need to bring it
now.
Back into your life if you're not.
Yeah.
Or bring it to America through exporting and importing.
Okay.
Importing.
We grew up with the word guff.
Do
like
tell.
If our dad was telling us to stop the nonsense, it was like, stop that guff.
Is it just like filler?
Yeah.
Fluff?
Yeah, but and let's not call it rabbit trails because our rabbit trails are precious.
Yeah.
But
guff is just it's just junk. Yeah, it's just guff is just it's just nonsense.
Yeah.
But our rabbit trails, you're not allowed to call guff. By the way, just a little bit of nonsense before we start.
Oh.
This is not a rabbit trail. That's guff.
Yes, it is.
No, this is a guff one. But I want to say, Danny said welcome back. This
oh,
is a different
stop.
Day. This is a different day. Same lime green pea soup shorts.
But
same pink shirt.
Millennial shirt.
Yeah, I actually wore this shirt thinking of you. I know how
it's
much
it's a
you,
uniform. It must be
it
a potty
my
uniform.
Eyes,
I know how much you
true.
Appreciate and enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, when we used to go to school in Australia, you had a uniform, school uniform.
Oh, do
you
I
weren't allowed
like...
to wear anything else. Well, you've worn it twice now to have a potty session.
No. Last time, I didn't have the pink shirt.
No, last time he was in his paisleys, Serene. That was the time before.
I only have so many outfits.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to see one twice. But I appreciate the high value you place on me.
Yes.
I'm tired of talking about Danny and his
where's
outfits.
Where's the meat?
Oh, my God.
Where is this promised
coming,
meat?
But it is important. There's not a lot of decoration in this potty cabin. Danny's outfits.
Danny is the decoration. Hey, let's start. You know what? We were like turned up here. Serene and I got home late last night. From a flight. John was with us. We got home.
Painful flight.
After midnight. Because we were at a radio convention in Orlando all day long. Now,
well, that sounds painful.
And we're like,
too.
Oh my goodness, we haven't prepared for this. What can we talk about? And Leslie said, why don't you talk about the radio convention you were at? And we were like, well, what can our mums take away from that? Nothing. And then we were like, oh, yes, they can.
Oh, yes, they can. Because we had to pep talk ourselves on the flight on the way over. Because
all day we had to pep.
Prior to that day, the thought of a radio convention might be worse than a child getting Christmas taken away from them or a child knowing they're about to get thousands
okay,
of
let's put
spankings.
Radio convention on one hand, going to the dentist for a root canal
or
on the other.
Or a bad poison, food poison from a Shoney's or something.
That's
sorry
how much we didn't want to go. John, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I'd take the food poisoning.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to see the movie Multiplicity? I haven't, but the term I've heard is like this. They get multiplied, the one character.
Wait, why does John have a microphone?
Because he went to the radio convention. You didn't, did he?
But listen.
What?
It was a multiplicity of like 5,000 men in blue suits.
Okay, this radio
the same
convention.
Same man, over and over.
Let's just give you a background. We had to go there because we have a Serene Pearl radio show and it's starting to get picked up by radio stations. We had to go. And we
did
had
you schmooze?
To
schmooze. Hey, did everybody there talk in their pretend radio voice too?
The whole thing was a radio voice.
I accidentally eased in. I had to use the bathroom at a hotel lobby once in Nashville. And I go in and they're having a surprise radio convention. And I was like, oh no, I'm at one. And you could hear it everywhere.
The people that there weren't the hosts. Like we were only there because we were a new show. So we had to be presented. We had to be taken around.
We were like, it was like Shark Tank on steroids.
And presented to people and we had to do, John did the pitch for us, but then they were like, okay, girls, why should we pick up your radio show? And we had to present like, we had to sock it to them, Shark Tank, like multiple times we had to tell them why they need our radio
show.
That
is our worst nightmare.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hope you learned your lesson because you didn't use a very valuable asset you have who's really good at
Danny was
such
left at home.
Things.
Danny was left at home.
And you went out and you left your fams and you paid for it. I don't feel bad.
I know we didn't pay for you to get there.
Yeah, you should have.
Okay, well.
You should have sent your ambassador.
Yeah. Because
I'll get in there and I'll be like.
It's still, okay. Usually conventions, we are going to get to the meat soon, but I'm going to tell you.
This is meat.
This is setting meat. It up. Telling you, conventions of any type. And are something that Serena and I,
I'm
by
sorry
nature,
for
loathe.
Stepping on your homeschool convention
I'm sorry.
Footsteps.
Of, we've been to them, toes, and we toesies. Said never again.
Never again.
We just don't do conventions.
And it's
well.
Freezing. The aircon in those places are like set to minus zero.
Okay, so there's not. This is a convention run by Nan. Nothing wrong with men. I actually love the male species.
Nothing
on a whole.
Nothing wrong with men.
On a whole.
I'm not one of those women that
my
despise
best friend
men.
Is a male species.
Yeah, I
good
like
old hubs.
I like a man, right? But five. How are we up to about 5,000 of them in the blue suit? And they're all
married to themselves because they love themselves.
Yeah, well, Serene, we're being a bit harsh now.
Well, sorry.
But you were really being a bit harsh. There, some of them were probably lovely, but we didn't feel they were lovely because it's a very radio, the whole radio species, right, John, is a very negative aura. Right
you're,
now,
you're talking about an industry that is going through changes.
Yeah.
Just with anything that was analog and turned to digital, music and TV, cable, all of that stuff. You know, I mean, radio's playing field is changing, and you've got a lot of people, a lot of older men who have their lifetimes in this industry.
They've done it all their lives. Yeah.
All of a sudden. They're not the gatekeepers. They don't hold all the power. And their product, which is audio content, it's got other competition. It's got competition from online. It's got competition from satellite.
Podcasts.
Yeah. And the particular convention that we were at, the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, everybody that was there, those were all the owners. So they're on the lookout for new content because
yeah, but then when we are the new content, yeah. Right? But then everyone's scared to take you.
And the thing is we don't even care to have a radio station, right?
Or a show.
Radio
well, that's,
show.
But that's what made it fun because the whole thing conventions are dog and pony shows. That's all they are. And everybody's got their game face on, and everybody's yeah. doing their little tap dance routine and trying to pitch and sell and barter and make deals and all. And I love the fact that we walk in there, and my favorite part of the whole day was listening to Serene use the word unprofessional in,
yes, <that's what laughs>
in relation to
saying.
Our show time and time again. It was great because you'd see the look on the people. Serena was like, just unabashedly, our show's unprofessional as heck. You know, we don't even try.
I remember Serene once, we were sitting in front of this, one of the big mega people that we had to impress, okay?
Yeah,
you guys have to impress
honestly,
this person.
The second most powerful man
yeah,
in the industry.
We were taken first into a little room and given a little cheerleading. Okay, go get him, girls.
Yeah.
And all the stuff.
So Serene said, you know, we don't wake up in the morning wanting to do this radio show, just so you know. And we're unprofessional and we're not going to change, just so you know. It was just
so
supposed
you know,
to be the sales pitch.
We might end up talking about asparagus and how it kind of changes the smell of your pee.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, which, but can I tell you
anyway,
something?
Anyway, he really
though?
Liked us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was, and that was why, because we were probably, I say we, you two were probably the only two people in that entire convention of several thousand people that really were being yourselves.
And guess
and,
who
and
else
that was the allure
yourself?
Of it.
Yeah.
Good old Solly. I'm yeah. a back in an ergo.
Oh, you yeah. only baby.
Spitting up breast milk and burping
oh.
and yapping away.
Oh, yes. Ollie was there big
was
time.
Raw
and men just looked like, what the heck is that baby doing at this little business meeting? But you know what? All that to say, we're setting the scene for how much we didn't want to do this, Serena, and I hate schmoozing. But we went there and we were like, usually we've been to conventions before and let's be honest, Serene, we've had bad attitudes. We go to ourselves when we're ever at a convention and Serene and I meet in the bathroom and yes. we badmouth the whole convention
oh,
all day. We're like, isn't this awful? We shouldn't be here. This is so boring. I hate conventions. Isn't it
crazy? We don't
have
any ambition inside of us. Yeah. All we want to do is be mothers. Why are we not even here? Why are we even here? This is a waste of our precious time. Yeah. We should have made some homemade bread this afternoon.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And we're like, oh man, all the schmoozing going on. This is horrific. This is the worst place to be. Anyone here?
I think it's hell.
Yeah.
Now, we are talking about our future employers, so to speak, those who are hiring us.
Yeah,
and
so I hope
buying
they don't
our
listen,
show.
Right? Don't listen to this podcast. Oh, yeah, but that's what we used to do at any convention.
Yes,
this was our first radio broadcasting invention. I'm saying any convention.
But on the plane on the way over, we knew.
Now get to the meat.
We knew that that part of our personality was going to leap out in all its glory. We felt it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just decided, you know what? What would our good old friend in his pink shirt tell us?
What would Danny
He'd
say?
He'd say, what if you could love convention girls? What if you could?
What if you could love a radio broadcasting convention and rock it all day?
So
like
we
this is what you
saying,
want to do with your life.
Hey, we love conventions.
Yep.
Oh, this is so fun. People watching on steroids. This is going to be the best day.
People
we're here
watching
anyway.
On steroids.
We're here anyway. You know, we
had
might
to
as
be
well.
There.
Make the best day ever of it. And so, and then I'm like, yeah, Pearl. And I was reading this morning, you know, in Hebrews 12, and it said, lay aside every weight. Yeah. Every weight. And run with patience the race that's set before you, but lay aside every weight. And I thought, we got to thinking, we're meant to be the most joyful people on this whole entire planet. And God says, lay aside every weight. And this convention was about to plummet us into the depths of the deep blue sea.
It usually would have been a weight that we'd wear all day, okay? But who said we had to? Just us. And so we said, no, that weight's not going to cap our joy. Because
and that's the key word, cap. We're like, we've got a cap on ourselves. Take the lid off.
Yeah. So what's your thing, right, today? What are you going through right now that is capping your joy that actually shouldn't and doesn't have to? Because all circumstances in life, they tend to affect us so much more than they should,
and
right?
Not just the biggies, the littlies. Mm-hmm. I've grown up my whole life, and because it was kind of illegal to do homeschooling in Australia for years, mm-hmm. you know, so I wasn't really homeschooled till like my last year. And hey, not everyone who's listening even believes in it or whatever. But my point
is that I went
to school Monday through Friday, and because of that, even as an adult, I don't let myself feel freely happy until Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because you can't, because this is a school week. Even though I don't even go to school anymore, my yeah. brain has been set in motion that you will wear the lid until Friday afternoon.
Well, a lot of people do that with work weeks, right?
Totally.
Yeah. But so we took the cap off, right? And we decided, why not really in our souls love today? And you know what? I did love yesterday, Serene. There were times it kept coming back to me the way it wanted to come on me.
We were in one meeting, right? And then they were starting to talk about, I don't know, a bunch of data, a bunch of numbers and a bunch of stuff that bored Pearl and I to tears. And I kind of like pressed with my toe under the conference table to Pearl.
She kicked me.
And
she's
like, hey, every weight, right? Every weight.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what the heck we were talking about, but it was our key word for lay aside every weight.
Yeah.
Every weight. I'm not going to let this cap us.
So you went into, so you're plane riding in. You are already deciding that you're not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, we were on the way to the usual.
I hate hotel rooms, and I hate being away, you know, from my boisterous family.
Yeah, yeah, you're building
but
the whole system.
But I enjoyed
system.
It. I'd even turn on TV. I don't even have TV.
She did.
And I Shark Tanked it till 3 in the morning.
Why she Shark Tanked. She binge watched Shark Tank.
Why is Shark Tank on in every hotel room I've ever been in?
I love that show.
I turn up at Serene's to say, you know, motel.
You've never seen it until the hotel?
No, because I'm unplugged, dude.
I told her about, I was there the night before the convention. We got in and she was in a hotel, and then I went a couple doors down. I said, I'm going to sleep. Good night. She's like, Pearl, Shark Tank.
Yeah.
She was on a Shark Tank high. Little did she know we'd have to Shark Tank ourselves like so many times the next day. But yeah.
But I made the most of, even though the hated, oh, I'm all alone in a motel room, how boring.
I want to say that you were so much easier to travel with. You usually when we go away, Danny, you know this, John, you know this, Les, you know this about Serene. Serene, when we go away, because her number one priority is her family, and we all love that about her. But if we had to go away and we had to, she'd still wear the guilt. She'd wear that this is wrong, I'm away from my family, and guilt all day so that she couldn't be happy. She refused to be happy. Yes. But yesterday, Serene had joy because she said to me, Pearl, I'm just so excited to be with you. And I felt so special. Even though I knew her priority was still to her children and her husband, she's like, this is a chance God has given me to be with you, to get away with Solace and Little and Getty came. And you decided to look at it differently.
You literally changed the event itself.
And scripture helped, Danny, but you know, there was a little pink shirt prophet that said, what if you could?
And I'll tell you what, it worked.
Yeah, well, you literally changed the event, because all an event is, whether it's a convention you go to or a thing that happens as you're waiting in line somewhere.
Event, right? Oh, I like that correlation.
Yeah, it's just an event that happened. And the only thing that actually happened is your perception of what happened.
Yes,
everything else is irrelevant. It doesn't matter what really happened.
Yeah.
Because let's say there's 1,000 people at this convention.
Yeah.
1,000 different events actually happened because everybody saw the event through
their own smart.
Like years and decades.
The pink can't take you, Danny.
Yeah, everybody sees every event, even if it's the way someone spoke to you in line somewhere. You see it through decades of prejudgment and opinion and value systems, and it's so complex the way things actually are perceived by us, and we get to control it.
Hey, that radio convention could have been somebody's dream, thing that
they finally made it. Yeah,
and you know what? That's their perception, and more power to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that they had a fantastic time in Orlando, and we did too, but we had to change our perception for that.
But it's like that anything. So we go around saying, I hate waiting in line at the grocery store, okay? How many of us can say that? But what if you could stand in line at the grocery store and literally love it?
Yeah.
What if you could do that? If we could love a convention, you can stand in line at the grocery store, look at the people around you, smile at them. You know what? Someone came up to us, Serene, and I'm not trying to toot our horn, but because we decided this, okay, because we decided to choose joy at this convention that we usually hate, this guy came up to us and said, why are you two people the only ones smiling here? He said, I can see your smiles a quarter mile away. You are shining up the room, girls, he said. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. But this is so interesting because, you know, we can bless people around us. We can uncap their lids.
Yeah.
Just by our choosing can make a billion other people start to make a choice, like in the lines in the grocery store. Or you can be the psychopath that darkens the atmosphere even more. We were at the airport, and we were in one of the speed trains going to a different, like, gate. And there was a couple, and it must have been their special trip to Disney World. You know, they were all had their little backpacks, and they were there like this.
They had done it, Serene. They were on their way home.
Yeah, but the point is this was a trip that they planned to get away together and have fun. You could tell. You could just tell. The lady was so mad because she didn't get a little leather handle to hold on in the train cart. That she started effing and swearing, and she got so mad at her boyfriend because maybe he didn't like remove somebody else's hand or husband.
Serene, we don't know.
But whatever. But he didn't like get her a leather handle. That she was like, twice I've told you that I don't have a leather handle. Evan told you twice. And she was like, her jaw was twitching, and she was beautiful.
She was a very stunning woman.
She had a lovely figure. But by the end of the train thing, everybody wanted to hit her and hit her. And everybody because it just darkened the whole train cart with gloom and depression and the nastiness of human nature. And it was awful.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, there's two choices. He seemed like a nice guy. You could tell he wasn't like some basher or something. If there was a basher in the relationship, it was her. But, you know, I felt so sorry for her and him because there were two choices with what she did. You know, we can look on and judge, but everyone in the car could see it. It was just a little oversight that he did. She could just like, oh, honey, you didn't let me grab it.
It could have been a beautiful moment.
He didn't let me grab it.
He wasn't grabbing it himself, though. No. There was none left. But for some reason, she blamed it on him.
For some reason, it was so dark, and it just hit me. Always two choices in how we look at an event.
Totally. And events are meaningless.
And we've been talking about little things here, conventions. We've been talking about grocery store lines. We're talking about leather handles and a train cart at the airport. But what if it is something you're going through with, you know, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this, but it's actually a shout out to one of our most incredible admins, Amy.
Yeah.
With her sweet, amazing, gorgeous, the cutest little chubby cheek, redhead, thin boy, who has been laying still in a bed since he was a few months old.
Oh, wow.
And has a trach down his throat. And I tell you what, I've been kind of praying for the situation for quite a while, but I'm unplugged. So Pearl in the airport was saying, let me catch you up in pictures of Finn.
He's the most beautiful.
So I was looking at the pictures, tears streaming down my eyes because he was just totally gorgeous. But her Facebook site was quotes of joy, scriptures of happiness, faith talk. There was no depression. There was no woe to me and what we're going through and blah, blah, blah. It was like celebration page. Yeah. And I thought to myself, wow, look at how she is uncapped in the heavies.
And it,
look at how she is walking on water when there are waves all around her. So
every picture, did you see the picture? I sat there crying just because I know as a mother, you know, how that hard that must be. However, we are a full belief little Finn will get up and
he
run.
Will.
And we believe that because God is the God that changes the unseen into something totally different. And I believe that. No, that's our call to stand for that. But every picture of Amy and little Finn, her grin is a mile wide.
Oh, no, she's like a smile model for smiles. Yes. For some, like, smile direct dentist place.
Like, look at me and my son.
Yes. So great. But, you know, so it's in the light things. It's in the heavy things. It's in the dark valleys. We all have a choice. Lay aside every weight. Because like Danny and Pearl, you've been saying, there's only two choices. If you don't lay aside the weight, when the weight is super, super heavy, you're going to sink. Like there's actually no choice there because it's either sink or swim, and you're only going to swim if you take the weight off of you.
So right? True.
The weight's on you. You go into the bottom of the ocean. You're drowning.
Oh my goodness. The Bible
heavy.
Is wise.
Yes.
Think about that. I never looked at it in that way. Lay aside every weight. Weights make you sink. What a great book of wisdom. We're going to talk about a little more to end with some meat. What we ate out. We were out
all
day.
Yes, but I wanted to say one thing.
I know you're going to say, bring some more scriptures,
Serene. Well, you know, I was just saying, it's like what I was reading, Pearl, you know, lay aside every weight. And you're like, Serene, but I've been just reading all these scriptures of joy that just been jumping off the page.
Yeah.
And you quoted some to me and I just remember them.
Turn it off.
And I'm just going to, you know.
Serene, you are calling me.
Why am I calling you? It must be my children at home. Okay, see if it's an emergency.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, Danny, sing happy birthday to somebody. Hello? On the air. Somebody's birthday.
Hey, we're so glad it's your birthday.
Yeah,
and,
is it an
emergency, you know, your parents,
because she's on the potty?
May or may not have meant to make you,
okay,
but you're here.
She'll call you back.
And
bye.
Just want to let you know. Happy birthday.
It is somebody's birthday.
Yes, it's my daughter's birthday.
And Getty.
Getty.
Is it also Serene's birthday?
Do you know?
Happy birthday, dear Getty.
Happy birthday to you. It's Getty's birthday.
Yes, she's 14 today and she's beautiful.
Getty came with us too to Orlando.
Anyways. Yes.
But I want to say the scripture real quick. Psalm 47, clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy. That's in Psalms. What about Ecclesiastes 9, right?
Joy with the voice.
Well, it tells you, this is a good one for Trim Healthy Mum. It tells you, go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart.
Oh, come on.
Even in just the day-to-day eating and drinking. What about Proverbs 10:28? The prospect of the righteous is joy.
Yes.
I love it. What about 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, 8 to 9? Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
What about this one? And we all know this one. Even probably if you're not a Bible reader, you've heard the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? Think about it. Yesterday, that weight. Oh, do you hear? Solace is talking. Now you got to put her up to the microphone. Hold on.
Then she'll stop.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, that joy, literally, that when we uncap it, when we release it and just allow it, that's our strength. That was our strength for the day yesterday, Danny. That joy.
Well, your perspective is like a light to your whole body.
Yes,
if it's bad,
it is.
Everything in your life is bad. I mean, this, you use the lady on the train or something, you know. There's deeper things going on than the buckle's not right or the handle's not right. You know, nobody snaps about the handle not being right. You know,
and when you get in practice of snapping about those things, then
it gets easier to snap the more you do it. But there's an underlying.
Yeah, and you know, I've been in entire seasons of my life where my whole outlook is wrong, my perspective, you know, my future, my possibilities, and when that's jacked, it's like literally. My kids talk too loud and they fight too much and I'm not getting the respect I deserve from my wife and just every single area of my life is wrong if my perspective is jacked. But when I have a killer outlook, when I'm like in the what if you could mindset, it's just like when my wife doesn't say things just perfectly, I'm like, whatever, means nothing. I'm still who I am. Yeah. I don't need so much from other people.
That's so true. And mm-hmm. you know, to me, it's like an obedience thing. It's like I have to get the loins of my brain, mm-hmm. you know, like it,
your brain loins, if you will.
Yeah.
And just tuck them up.
Yeah.
Tuck in your brain loins.
Like you know how you have to really kind of try hard to be obedient when you're a toddler, you know, because mm-hmm. you really want to get the extra cookie from the cookie jar and you've been told no. It's just, okay,
you really want to play Fortnite
with dear life. Cling mm-hmm. on, right? Well, I have to do that as an adult because he says, think of everything that's noble, pure, lovely.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
What he tells us
and
to
he says,
think on.
This is what you think of. You're not allowed to think of anything else. Mm-hmm. And so to me, sometimes these negative thoughts will cross my brain. I'm like, junk mail, obedience. Is it noble? No. Is it lovely? No. Is it gossip? Yes. No, I'm not going there. You know, so it's yeah.
Junk mail, that's good. Hey, to end though, I want to talk for those who have trouble eating out. We should go through our day. We were out the whole day and the whole night before and talked about what we ate.
Yes.
Mm. Do we talk about what John ate? I'm trying to remember. He ate really well.
Do you have some grilled cheese sandwiches with mayonnaise?
No. Oh. So just as quick examples of how Serena and I eat when we're on the road, we left the night before. I'm trying to think. Had
we
had dinner?
We left in the afternoon. We hadn't had dinner. We went to Sprouts really quickly and got a few
That's
snacks.
Right. We got snacks. I got some raw cashews because I was being peer pressured by Serene. Whatever she buys at Sprouts, I always find myself having
extra aged Gouda for vitamin K2.
Well, you don't want to miss out.
No.
I'm that way with my brother. He's getting something at the store. I'm
totally
like, what?
I go follow her and get whatever she's
getting. I
must
have one.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got a couple of bars. And everyone will ask us what bars.
Yeah, they
were
they
actually
will.
The bulletproof bars.
The bulletproof collagen bars that have some filler in them, and ours aren't going to. But
yeah,
anyway,
they have some filler, but they're quite yummy.
They
and
are
if
quite
I'm
yummy.
Going on a, you know, I don't mind having one or two of those.
It's from the brand Bulletproof.
Three or four.
Yeah.
Because I'm nursing.
Not at once.
No, it lasted the whole time.
But yeah, you know, those work for now and then. And but then we went to.
But that's a good hint there too. You know what I mean? If you haven't had a chance to just make something before you leave in a zippy. Yeah, stop by a grocery store and get a few on-plan snacks that are going to last.
Oh, and I got these little cheeses. They weren't Baby Bell, but they were delicious, Serene.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what happened to those.
Yeah, that was yum. And then we got on the airplane and then they passed out all the pretzels and we just gave them to Ngedi. And she let the baby slobber all over them and we chucked them away.
Yeah.
It's her birthday, so.
Pretzels and I mean, they're just white. They might as well be sugar. They're white carbs. They're fatten
that's
people
what I mean.
Up
we
so
used
quickly.
It as like baby.
I used to love it when they serve nuts on planes, but they can't really do that anymore. Peanuts,
why?
Because so many people are allergic.
Oh, to even have
and,
it on the plane.
And the other nuts
are too
expensive.
Funny that they could and now they couldn't.
Yeah, no, you can't do it.
I was thinking about that yesterday. All the people that didn't die on a plane with nut allergies, but don't write into us if you ever do a nut allergy. I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah.
But I miss
looks
my
serious.
Nuts.
Sorry though, she does.
Yeah, no, I actually
sure, her
do.
Her eyes were genuine.
Because I'm thinking of some 5-year-old that has an anaphylactic reaction.
True. No, this is good truth here.
But, and then, selfishly, I like nuts though. Then, what did we eat? I'm trying to think of, John, what did we eat?
No, we went for lunch because we ate lunch at the
no
the,
we went
the,
we went
at the club.
Why
we went
John
to the airport and
no,
we ordered
the night
in
before.
Yeah, we ordered in.
Oh, that's
yeah, you
right.
guys ordered in your room, and I escaped the property and went across the street to the Mexican restaurant and got some guacamole casero.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Okay,
I had to get off the Disney property.
Yeah, so we were on a Disney property.
But when did you get a mic?
Yeah.
I'm just like, it just happened.
Danny hates
hey,
the
Danny.
Fact there's another
like, we
man
come in and John's
mic.
Got a mic today.
And what? He doesn't have a pink shirt. He might have some, you know.
A while back, when you were on your vacation palooza, you know, somebody.
My 2 week up?
Yeah. Somebody had to do it, man.
There's okay, like 2 months where I was just like, bye, everybody.
So that night we were in our motel rooms. It was getting late and we didn't feel like going down to
hotel,
eat.
Apparently.
Hotel.
What is the difference?
We ordered in. It was divinely delicious.
Salmon.
I ordered salmon.
Wasn't
that
succulent?
Salmon good?
It was like cream in the inside. There was no cream to it. It was just so tender.
So
that had never been frozen.
Salmon. I had broccoli with it.
Yeah, broccolini it was.
Broccolini.
I had double broccolini.
Did you?
I said no to the basmati rice.
I had
rice
a glass
double.
Of Chardonnay. I felt like after that whole trip with John.
Wow.
I
so
it.
You really were uncapped.
Yeah, I mean, one little, you know, 5 ounce glass doesn't do nothing.
No, but I'm just saying you laid aside like every weight, didn't you?
Yeah, I laid aside. I was like, no, that's okay. If I have salmon, I like a glass of something. Then don't tell me I'm an alcoholic, people, but I just, if I'm having a steak, I like a glass of red. If I'm having salmon, I do like a glass of white. Dry.
That makes sense. It almost, you match it to the... to the meat.
Yeah,
like a purse with
a
dress.
I personally do. And also I find that's my dessert too. That's just, you know, it feels like it makes the meal go longer, and I was pretty hungry, and so it made it an event for me, and I was all alone. My poor husband wasn't there.
Can we go back to blaming that glass of wine on John?
Well, John, Dora the Explorer, it's not your fault. But
we all were wearing backpacks, and we were all backpacking around looking for keys to find the budget place.
Well, then I'm going to blame those two margaritas that I had on you guys.
Two margaritas.
No. So then we woke up for breakfast, and we went down to the
breakfast.
Pearl, you had two eggs done medium well.
I like my eggs done medium well.
You made it a little crossover.
Yeah, no, but I thought I might have a crossover because I love the potatoes with fried eggs if I'm going out, you know. But I only had two of them.
So you didn't
make it.
So
it wasn't a crossover, but I had what with it? I had some veggies with it.
Asparagus?
Nope.
That's where the pea went bad.
Yes. I had asparagus with it, and that's when
that's
my pea
started
to smell. That's
why I brought that up at the radio event, because it was, you know, it was just fresh in the brain and the synapses.
It was quite delicious. And a tomato, a half a grilled tomato. So delicious.
Well, we just wondered, and it made me think about the powerfulness of food. It was just one stalk of asparagus you had.
It wasn't like you smelt my pee.
No, but I had one bite of it.
It's too bad.
One bite, and then the next time I had to go to the restroom, everything was different.
Yeah, you know, they say about asparagus pee, just because you'll want to know this so much, is that no one knows if everyone's pee changes with the smell or
everybody's.
Or if only some people's change it, or if everybody's does and only some people can smell it.
Wow.
I reckon everybody's changes and only some people have the glorious skill of detecting asparagus.
Let's do a test. There's five people in this room right now. By a show of hands, how many people are affected by asparagus?
Okay, me.
I can't remember.
Denny and
he doesn't even know what asparagus is.
Leslie, come on.
Smelled my pee. I can't
smell it. Leslie cannot smell it.
Oh, really? Because it wafts up. You don't have to put your head near the white, glorious.
Do you eat asparagus?
I mean, I have, but I don't remember trying to smell my pee after.
Well, no, you don't have to try.
You don't dunk any nose near it.
Well, there you go. I guess 3 out of 5.
Now, Charlie cannot smell it. He can eat asparagus upon asparagus and says it doesn't affect me.
What has happened to this podcast?
I don't know.
Okay, so
this is
guff. But we had to go here. This is meat because it's training you in the realness of the guff. Like what really is guff?
I ordered
an omelet, and then I told them, and Pearl said we should be videoing this because I dissected the actual recipe that was before me on the what do you call
took
those
you
things?
10 minutes to order.
What do you call
it?
Those things? You get handed out?
The dollar menus. Bills.
Menu.
Yeah, so I dissected that, changed it, rearranged it, and had the best omelet with goat cheese.
Okay, so you had a whole bunch of vegetables and goat cheese, yeah.
Oh, so the coffee divine. Was good. And Pearl was like, this should have been videoed because this is absolutely ghastly and entertaining at the same time.
Okay, so then it was lunch. Okay, so our people that are actually first started us in this radio show, and we do love them, don't we, John?
Yeah. No, they're good people.
They're amazing people.
They weren't the people we were talking about.
No, they're good people.
Not us, others.
Yeah. And they're listening now, so we're going on record.
Listening.
The good folks at Ad Large Media, Gary, and Gary.
We love you, Gary.
And Kathy.
You too,
and
Gary.
And Frank. Awesome people.
Yeah. And they felt the same way about everything as we did. But anyway, we had a business lunch with them. I ordered a beautiful, actually, Serena and Getty ordered the
poached
same thing.
Poached grouper
on top of this amazing Greek salad with a vinaigrette.
Yes.
And I couldn't even finish it all. It was that huge. It was
an avocado on it too.
But you wanted to hurt yourself with it.
I couldn't eat
and then we
too
went
much because then we had more meetings. Mm. Yeah.
A couple of hours later, we went for a coffee. And then we went up for a schmoozy kind of interview. No.
We had to do more pep talks.
No, more pep talks. That's what it was.
So we had snacks of nuts.
Oh, yes. And another bulletproof collagen bar. And then some Gouda cheese. Pearl had just had a few raw cashews and I had like 5 different things because I was nursing and ravenous.
She was hungry. And then it was Chipotle. Supper, and we had Chipotle.
Airport dinner?
Yeah, and it was good.
And
right?
I was so full after all the Gouda cheese because I was, you know, when you're nursing, when you're hungry. And you can't wait for normal, sane people like Pearl for her proper evening meal hour.
To wait until the proper time.
So I was full when they ate Chipotle. So I just brought some triple zero at the airport to eat on the plane.
Yes, you had a couple.
Yeah, I had a couple.
And then.
And a grass fed meat stick.
Yes. Oh, she's doing it. She's doing it. Do it. What are you saying? No, she's
she
not.
She stops every time we.
Yeah, that's because she's interested in the microphone. And yeah, so I'll tell you how I have Chipotle that's on plan. I have the chicken, you could have the beef or whatever. And then I do, you can actually do a quarter cup of those beans if you want. I didn't do the beans. Then I do all the different salsas. I do cheese and a whole bunch of lettuce. Lovely guacamole. I love their guacamole. So fresh. What else goes on there?
Do you do the sour cream?
No, I don't do sour cream. I don't like it on it.
I hate sour cream.
Oh, I could eat it by the spoonful.
Really? Yeah, and that would have been fine to put on it. And then I had hot sauce over that.
It with extra lettuce.
I did. And it was huge and I couldn't even finish it all.
Chipotle is the bomb.
It's really good. People are mean to Chipotle.
And then we got in the car.
Why?
I don't know.
They have repulsive things on their bags sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Then we got in the car at like midnight.
On the way.
Because our husbands, we met them at the airport. They were coming back from New York.
Yeah.
And then I think we did some cray cray stuff like eat nuts at 12 o'clock at midnight.
Oh, yeah. Charlie handed me a bag of spicy peanuts. And I was just because I was up, I was hungry, but I had a couple handfuls.
Yeah. I said to Pearl before I chowed into another meat stick at midnight, spicy, just before laying down. I'm like, I wouldn't know I was hungry if I was asleep. Yeah.
Did we bring meat today?
We brought a lot of meat.
I think the carne was served, yes.
You mentioned meat sticks.
We did.
I mean, especially as I was talking.
I think we're done. I think let's do a superfood spotlight next week, mates. Love you all. See ya.
See ya.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.